I'm standing outside Boston Manor House, where rehearsals today are underway for Lady Rachel Fane's May Mask, Household Mask, 1627. It's performing this Saturday at the time of this podcast dropping, so there are a couple of days from the moment you hear this, if you're listening to it straight away, to come along. Otherwise, you're listening to this in the future and it's already over. There are only a few tickets left, so if you want to come along and catch it in Boston Manor House. Now, a few vox pops from some of the people involved in the show coming up that you can listen to. This is a very hastily compiled episode of the podcast. I'm here archiving as much of the rehearsal process as we can, and we will be helping to record the final performance, though how much of that will be publicly released, we don't quite know yet, but certainly it will be recorded and archived for future use in some fashion. But there will definitely be an episode of the podcast that will go into Lady Rachel Fane and this production in more detail, but that will be coming up later on when I have time to edit the hours and hours of material and to go through the clearances that we need to do. So, otherwise, I'm going to pass you over now to the instigator, as it were, of this project, recorded in the building itself.
My name's Alison Finley. I work at Lancaster University, where I'm Professor of Renaissance Drama, and I am particularly passionate about women's drama of the late 16th and the early 17th centuries in particular. So the opportunity to be able to stage a piece by Lady Rachel Fane is just a magnificent opportunity, and I'm delighted to be working with such a multi-talented and multifaceted group of people who can bring to life all the different dimensions, not just the words, the music, the dancing, the movement, which Fane herself was showing off in this piece and demonstrating her skills. So it's a joy and a delight.
So where are we now?
Well, we're now standing in the drawing room at Lady Mary Read's house, Jacobean house, built in 1622 when Read was already a widow. She was left the house by Sir Thomas Gresham. So it's very much a house associated with money and wealth. And she was anxious to show off in this room not only her wealth, which is obvious in a beautiful plaster ceiling, which is above me, and in the fireplace, Jacobean fireplace, which is opposite where I'm standing now. She was also very keen to show off her learning. So all the emblems on the ceiling are linked to the senses. They're linked to figures from mythology. And Lady Rachel Fane's mask does the same thing. It shows off her learning, and it shows off her sense of fun. It shows off her multi-sensory capacity to stage theatre. First day of rehearsal today and up on Saturday, so it's a quick rehearsal process, but that's probably what Fane had. You know, she would get her family together and say, right, we're doing this on Saturday, let's go for it.
And now we'll pass over to the head of music for the production.
Hi, I'm Tamsin Lewis, and I'm doing music for Lady Rachel Fane's May Mask. And it's great to be part of this. It's a fantastic piece, something that's not been done, as far as we know, since 1627. It's got lots of music, lots of dance. And I mean, just the idea we're doing something, a play that was written by a 14-year-old, is quite wonderful.
And we also have a quick hello to some of the cast who I managed to grab during lunch.
My name's Bradley. So I'm one of the actors, and I'm playing the role of the shepherd, which should be fun.
Mm. Much shepherding experience in your life?
Not much, no. I've stroked a couple of sheep, but never herded them. Yes, I like to keep my distance from sheep normally.
This is going to be a very serious episode of the podcast.
How did you become involved in the show?
Well, I go to a drama school not very far away from here, and they were looking for some performers, and I've got a bit of experience. Yeah, I thought it might be something for me.
Hello, it's first day of rehearsals. How's it going? Anyone want to leap in?
Good. Warm. Warm.
Warm.
Very hot. Warm.
A lot of dancing I've seen from you so far. Yeah. You're confident in your dancing?
Yeah. Why shouldn't we be?
Yeah, we're confident.
You're confident.
Yeah. I'd say that we are.
So how did you become involved?
So our course leader emailed us with the details and was like, they're looking for some MT students, and we read the slate and sent off our self-tapes.
Yeah. Looking forward to the costumes.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the costumes, actually, yeah.
My name is Ella, or Eloise Pennicott.
You're in charge of the dancing.
I am, yeah. I'm just excited to do the dancing, to see the dancing. It's a really nice mix of different styles from within the period for this, so that's exciting.
Is this the nymph call, or
back? Yeah.
So we're going to let them get on with that, and you'll hear more about this anon. And that's it for this very, very brief episode that I've thrown together before the show happens this coming Saturday in March. So if you, I say, are listening to this straight away, you can possibly just about come down and catch the show. Otherwise, you're listening to this in the future, and there will be a future episode which will go into this production in a bit more detail. Lady Rachel Fane's Household Mask, performed in partnership with Lancaster University, Professor Alison Finlay, London College of Music, University of West London, and Passamezzo. It's performing on Saturday, the 8th of March, 2025, and tickets are available. Links are in the show description. Though I say, this is a pop-up episode. It's probably all over by the time you hear this. I've been your host, Robert Crichton. Goodbye.